So we're here at FAER 2008. My name is Patrick Turnage with Florida Reading and Vision. In the exhibit hall here, one product I have that's probably been reviewed 100 times over is the Trekker Breeze. I just got my first look at this a couple of days ago from HumanWare. It's going to be shipping in November, and they're taking pre-orders now. We're definitely taking pre-orders here in Florida. It's a Trekker Breeze. I'm going to turn this on. Listen to this voice. It's very easy to use. Has 9 buttons. Let me go and boot this up here.
Initializing Breeze. Battery medium. No GPS coverage.
Okay. We're outside now. We have a GPS fix.
No GPS coverage.
Let's try that again, huh? Wait a minute here, and let's see if we can get
heading
it.
Heading west.
There we go.
Here, 2149 East 111th Avenue.
Okay.
Next intersection in 134 feet. 4 ways east 111th Avenue, crossing north 21st Street.
Okay.
4-way intersection east 111th Avenue, crossing north 21st Street.
All right, so we're just doing a short walk in a residential neighborhood. I have a cane right now. Nice thing about the Trekker Breeze is it actually guides you to land specific landmarks. Now, this might be a limitation to some people. However, you're going to find...
On East 111th Avenue.
You're going to find that that it works very well for getting you from point A to point B, especially if... Good. Picked it up right away. Especially if... We just cross here. Good. Especially if it's somewhere that you're not sure of. The Trekker Breeze is kind of designed for those people who don't, maybe they don't do a lot of traveling. Maybe they'd like to become more confident travelers. And
on East 111th Avenue.
Good. It's accurate. Totally accurate. Hold on. We got a car coming up here. We'll just wait for it to pass. Good. All right. So, yeah, it's really more for somebody who needs a boost in their confidence, maybe with traveling, maybe by having that extra information. But your mainstream GPS solutions provide too much information. I know the Trekker has around 30 buttons. The Braille Note and Mobile Geo, the Sendero products, have multiple commands and multiple command layers to get information. That can be very complicated for somebody who's new to GPS and who might not be a confident traveler. We're coming up here. We're just going pretty slowly. I have a couple different keys here. Let me press my info key. We'll get information about where we are.
Info. 3 items. Explore. 4-way intersection east 111th Avenue crossing north 20th Street. GPS. Low. Battery good. 2.6 miles per hour.
Okay, I don't have the best GPS coverage. We're walking pretty slow right now because I have a cane, and I'm trying to talk on this review, so we're not going totally fast.
Next intersection in 91 feet.
Okay.
4 ways east 111th Avenue crossing north 20th Street.
Perfect. It's beautiful. So we have other keys too. We might actually walk this route twice. Maybe what we could do is we could come out later with my dog.
On East 111th Avenue.
And I'll tell you about the Go Back feature. The nice thing about the Go Back feature is that if you get lost at any time on your route, or if you just want to turn around and go back right back to your starting point, there's a function, just one button. Now, as I said on my at the beginning of this podcast, the Trekker Breeze only has 9 buttons. And when I get home, before we go out, maybe, we can create a landmark, so you can see how that's done. And not only can we create a landmark, but we can also go through each of the keys on the unit. As I said, I know this has probably been reviewed a couple of times.
On East 111th Avenue.
Good. That's true. I've actually just... we're just crossing some streets here, and East 111th Avenue is to my left, running parallel to me. Our perpendicular streets have been North 22nd Street, North 21st Street, North 20th Street, which we just passed. We're coming up here on North 19th Street. We're going to make a right once we get up here. Here comes a car. And this is a nice, quiet residential neighborhood. There's not a lot of activity here. It's just a normal, probably in, everybody has one of these near their neighborhood or in their neighborhood. Okay, there we go. Just come up here. So we can go ahead, we can press our Where Am I key, and it'll give us some information.
Heading west, near 1940 East 111th Avenue.
Perfect.
Next intersection in 134 feet. Three ways east 111th Avenue, crossing north 19th Street on your right.
Perfect, beautiful. And we're actually going to make a ride up here. The nice thing...
Freeway intersection...
I'm coming right up on it.
111th Avenue, crossing north 19th
beautiful.
Street on your right.
Yep. And we are, and this is beautiful weather here in Florida. This is a great time of year. We're going to make that right now onto North 19th Street. Beautiful, beautiful. It's so nice out today. It's a perfect day to be out with the GPS doing a Trekker Breeze walk. And if you live in Florida and you would like a Trekker Breeze demonstration, even before they actually ship the product. I mean, you know, right now there aren't any of these even shipping yet. So if you want a demonstration, please give us a call or visit our website at www.floridareading.com. And definitely click the contact us information. And we'd definitely like to schedule one for you to come out and walk with us or let us walk with you. So we're just walking here. Good. Passing the second house.
On North 19th Street.
Perfect. Let's hear what our next, maybe we hear what our next intersection is, huh? Give me a second. Let's press the info key.
Next intersection in 577 feet.
Okay, actually, what
Freeway
I did press...
North 19th Street, crossing East 114th Avenue on your right.
Excellent. What I did is I actually pressed the right arrow. And I can actually press my info key and hear most of that information. I'm going to go ahead and hit the Where Am I key again.
Heading north, near 11,130 North 19th Street. Next intersection in 547 feet. Three ways north 19th Street, crossing east 114th Avenue on your right.
Right. Home sweet home. All right. So we're home. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and press the key to record. So that is the record key. So we'll go ahead and press it once.
Record landmark.
Home.
Landmark recorded.
Home. Okay. So it recognized that we were at home. So now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to turn on the key describer mode, and we're going to actually go ahead and listen to that a little bit. We're here with the Trekker Breeze. We just completed our GPS walk, and I have it here. I'm going to talk about a little bit about how the keys are laid out on the Trekker Breeze. So the most predominant key on here is a big round circle right at the top, and this is the Where Am I key. I have the unit in keyboard help, and I'm going to go ahead and press that.
Where Am I? Press and hold. Landmarks around.
Hey, like I've said before, there's only 9 buttons on the Trekker Breeze, so it's very easy to use. Now, to place the unit in keyboard help mode, you press the key immediately to the right of the big round circle in the middle. And that will do two things. That will repeat what it last said, and enter or exit key describer help mode. So I'll go ahead and press that.
Repeat. Press and hold. Key describer toggle.
Okay. To the left of that big round circle in the middle is the info and setting keys.
Press and hold. Settings.
Okay. So that info key can provide what landmarks are nearby. It can provide you your satellite's coverage. Can provide you with your battery status. Okay. If we go beneath that, you will find immediately an arrow to the left with a small circle in the middle, and then an arrow pointing to the right. So we'll go ahead and press that, starting from the left, and you'll hear the help read out loud by the Trekker Breeze.
Left arrow. Confirm your selection. Return to current position en route. Right arrow. Press and hold. Indoor route preview.
Okay, so you could do an indoor route preview where you can go probably from instruction to instruction. Now beneath those three sets of those three buttons, the left arrows, confirm button, and the right arrow, we have what looks like an oval or a half circle, depending on how you can feel it there, with a dot, a small dot in the middle.
Record a landmark.
That should record a landmark key.
Record a route.
What you can do that is creating a landmark is basically creating or naming a point of interest or a landmark. So I might say home or Route 12 at 22nd Street as a bus stop. If I hold it, I can name a route, and then what it will do is create a route from my position to one of the landmarks that I have created, and I can select that as my destination. Okay. Beneath that, I have a button on the left and a button on the right, and both are squares, or I'm sorry, rectangles, with a curved one curved corner on the bottom left or the bottom right, depending on the left or right button, respectively. I'm going to go ahead and press the bottom left button.
Explore. Press and hold. Backtrack.
This lets me explore where I am. Lets me get into an explore mode. Backtrack now is a really nice feature because if I get lost, I can just press this key and I can backtrack right back to my origin or the landmark that I have selected as my origin. So that's very helpful for a new traveler who might get, if they get a little turned around or they get disoriented, it will help them. And if they get off their route, the Trekker Breeze will recalculate that route and automatically get them back on.
Go to route selection. Press and hold.
Okay.
Destinations, explore.
All right. So if I wanted to go to a route and start the process, I could go ahead and press this key to start creating a route or to go to a specific route that I have already saved on the Trekker Breeze. And like I said, there are only 9 buttons. They're all shaped differently. We talk about the device. The device is actually very small. I like to say that it's very sleek. It's probably about the size of an actual television remote control. Now, on the right-hand side, the top right, I have the headphone jack. On the left-hand side, I have a volume wheel that's very easy to feel. On the right-hand side, I have my on and off toggle switch and a push button that will let me soft reset or reboot the Trekker Breeze. If you go down on either side, you'll feel a flap for the SD card that allows you to put maps on there or update your Trekker Breeze. And on the right-hand side, I have a place for an AC adapter to plug it in. Now, the nice thing is that this comes in a very nice case, but the Trekker Breeze is made of a solid rubber that is very ruggedized, and it's water-resistant. So it is made definitely for the elements. That concludes this podcast about the Trekker Breeze. Look forward to other podcasts from Florida Reading and Vision, and from me, Patrick Turnage, blindness product specialist in specific. If you have any questions about the Trekker Breeze, you can email me at patrick@floridareading.com, or you can visit our website at www.floridareading.com. Thank you.